Let's just come up for breath for a minute. So we started off talking about the Chassid Shaita. From there we went to the Rosh Ha'arim. From there we went into a discussion of the Karev Hashan of Eloi Shimish, Talmid HaChachamim. And then finally we landed on the Ama Aretz. Ezeu Ama Aretz. We had a price of a whole bunch of different shittas. Reb Meir says, Ama Aretz is someone that's not Kair Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. The Chachamim said, so this seemed to be the majority popular opinion, he's in a Menich Tefillin. Ben Azai said, he doesn't have tzitzis bebigdai. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef said, he has children, but he's not megadon l'mer Torah. Chirim said, he's a kar of the shana, v'loy shimesh talmid chachamim. Notice, the Braisa mentions Reb Meir, and the Braisa also mentions Acherim. We know Reb Meir was Acherim. Of course, what comes to mind is another Tosfos that we learned tzadam mit chaverim over yontif, and that is soita daf yud beis amar aleph. We're there too. The Gemara brought a brisa that discussed Moshe Rabbeinu who was born, and the pasuk said he was toiv, and the shiloh was what does it mean he was toiv, and a whole bunch of different shitas. Not malabayas kuleyar, he was noilad mal, and there too in that brisa there was shitas Reb Meir and there was shitas acher. And Tosfos says umakshim, the Velt asks akasha that how could you have a shitas Reb Meir and a shitas acherim in a brisa? Isn't Reb Meir acherim? It's a befurish Gemara. Gemara in the end of Hirius where the Gemara says because of the they changed the name of Reb Meir to Acherim. So how could you have one braisa that mentions Reb Meir and it mentions Acherim? So Tosfos brings from a kuntres that was found in Tsarfas, it was found in France, that said that whenever Reb Meir is referred to Acherim in Shas, it's because Reb Meir is saying over Torah that he heard from his Rebbe Acher. Thus, it's a little bit of a play on words. That when Reb Meir sang over Torah from Acher, that's when he's referred to as Acherim. So it's not a stira. The Reb Meir is either Reb Meir's own opinion, or maybe Torah that Reb Meir sang over from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Saita Davchav. Maybe that's why he's being referred to as Reb Meir. Acherim, it's true, Reb Meir is the one that's disseminating the halacha, but it's specifically Torah that he heard in the name of his Rebbe Elisha Bar Avuah. Thus, there's not a stira. Tosfos says he doesn't love that pshat, but the bottom line is, whatever that Tosfos said there in Saita Daf Yudbeis, L'chayri, you cut and paste, and you apply a 10 daf later to Saita Daf Chaf Beis. But Tosfos over here asks a different kasha. Tosfos says, Temilari, that I have a problem, because this braisa of Ezeu Am Oretz comes up in a few different places in Shas. And he says, if you look in Gittin Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, and you look in Brachas Daf Memzayin Amad Beis, there too the Gemara discusses Ezeu Am Oretz, and Reb Meir is mentioned in that braisa, and Reb Meir has a different opinion. Over there, Reb Meir says, Ezeu Am Oretz, Kol She'enei Oichol Chulim B'Tayra. Any person that doesn't eat Chulim B'Tayra, that's the person that's going to be considered an Am Oretz. It's a free Tosfos, there's a steer in Reb Meir. And Tosfos says, a very Gishmak in light of something that we spoke out twice. Zok Tosfos, that you have to say that it's not a kasha. Upirish, the harbe in yoni ama oretze. Because the emes is the definition of ama oretz means different things in different sugyas. Because a lot of halachas where it's negay and ama oretz. V'yesh, she'en mekabu imenu edus. There's an ama oretz that's possible edus. Could I bring him a parakei lo oivrin? In psochim daf nem tesam edes. She should varm nemer ba ama oretz. E mekabu en edus. Ube perek, chayme bekoidish, chagig daf chopes. Kemam mekabu en sadusa me ama oretz kreb yoisi. And then Tosfos says, v'yesh, koshelin yin edus. There's an ama oretz that's koshelin yin edus. Aber his nechshad ala tayris, vala maestris. Oilin yin zimur, it doesn't count as part of a mezuzah. So Tosfos says a bunch of different sugis in Shas that talk about an Am Aretz, and really different sugis have their own definition of an Am Aretz. So the fact that you have two Reb Meirs, in one place Reb Meir says Ezeu Am Aretz, Kol She'enei Kor Kriyash Mashachas Varvis Bebirchesel, another place Reb Meir said Kol She'enei Oichol Chulim B'Tahayro, says you have to know what the sugi is. One sugya could be discussing Ezeu Am Aretz as it relates to one ear in Halacha, and the other sugya could be discussing Ezeu Am Aretz as it relates to another ear in Halacha, which just brings out the Rashi a lot stronger. When Rashi is giving his definition of Ezeu Am Aretz, he's not just giving you a mashal, a dugma of where it happened after giving Ezeu Am Aretz. This is a sugya of who is Choshen and Maestris, who's Choshen and Tyrus, who's someone that Magoy is going to be talking as it relates to the sugyas in different places, as it relates to Am Aretz. It could be this price has no Shaychis, Furusha Tosfos. But Al Kapanim Tosfos, you can't ask a stira, Bein Reb Meir, Le Reb Meir, because at the end of the day, it could be the two sugyas are discussing two different things. If you look up that Gemara that Tosfos just quoted, Brachas, Daf Mem Zayin Amad Beis, so Tosfos just quoting one excerpt of that price. The Gemara says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Am Aretz. What's the definition of an Am Aretz? Kol she'enei kor kriyash ma shachris v'yarvus, which in our brayso was shitas Reb Meir. But in that price, it's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says, Kol Shne Einu Meniach Tefillin. Any person that doesn't wear tefillin. In our price, it's the sheet of the Chachamim. Benazai Yoimer, Benazai L'shitasa, is consistent in both prices, even though Tosef says they're talking about two different sukkahs. Kol She'en Loi Tzitzis Bebigdai. Rav Nosen Yoimer, Kol She'en Loi Mezuzis Al Pischai. Rav Nosen Bar Yosef Amar, Kol She'yesh Loi Bonev Ve'en Megadon L'Talmud Torah. In our price, it was Rav Yoinasin Ben Yosef. Rav Nosen Bar Yosef, Rav Yoinasin Ben Yosef. So, not to go out of our lane, but it sounds like probably there's a security issue. It's either Rav Nosen in both places, or it's Rav Yoinasin in both places. Achirim, the same Achirim say, Afilu Karev V'shono, V'lo Eshimesh Talmud Chacham, Hareza Amaretz. But in this price, it's Rav Eliezer that said what Remeir said in our Gemara, and that is, Ezeu Amaretz, Kol She'inei Kerer Kriyash Mashachas V'arvas. The Radal, in his Pirush on Pirkei de Rav Eliezer, says a dover nifla. He said, how did Rav Eliezer know that the definition of an Amaretz, mamish, you want to know that? Bare minimum that a person has to know. It's Kriyash Mashachas V'arvas. But a person that's not Kriyash Kriyash Mashachas V'arvas, which means, like Rashi spoke out, he doesn't know how to say Kriyash Mashachas V'arvas. That's the person that's an Amaretz. Because if at the very least, you could say Krishma. So you're not going to be considered an Amaretz. Says the Radal, Rabbi Eliezer knew this from personal experience. It was based on a question that he himself was once asked by his Greiser Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And that is right in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. We all know the story of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, he was 28 years old, and he was working for his father in the field, but he was very, very unhappy. He couldn't find inner peace. His father tried this, tried that, until finally, oh, Navi was megal himself to him, and he says, why are you not happy? And he said, it's because I want to learn Torah. He says, do you know how to learn? I said, I don't know how to learn. He says, why don't you go to the great yeshiva in Yerushalayim, go to yeshiva Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is going to teach you Torah. And fast forward a little bit, young Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes, he goes up to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Omad b'holach etz Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Yoshev lo, he sat down next to him. Shalom aleichem, v'yoboich. He was just crying. Amaloi, he said, "Mebnei Mat, who are you? Why are you crying?" Amaloi, mebnei she'ani mevakish l'mei Torah, because I want to learn Torah. Amaloi, ben miyata. Okay, but who are you? V'lehigidloi. Amaloi. So it was the first question that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai asked Rabbi Eliezer. Miyamecha loy lamadet to Kriyishma. Says, "Do you know how to say Kriyishma?" Then he said, "V'loi tefila, v'loi brichas amazon, v'loi laach. Amaloi, amoid v'alametcha shloshtam. Let me teach you these three things." And he taught him for his Kriyishma, and then he taught him Tfilo, and then he told him Brichas Amosim. Says the Radal, Yesh Loima, Zeu Shomer Rabbi Eliezer, Roish Perek Zayin, the Brachas Tafim Zayin Amad Beis. Ezeu Amoritz, Kol She'in Akura, Kriyishma, Shachus Ve'arvis, the Kiblo Mir Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. You know how he knew that? He was Mekabalit from his Rebbe. Shaposach Loi Tchilo Be'elu, because this was the first question that he asked him. The first question that he asked him was, do you not learn Kriyishma? So, Vaislois, that's the minimum. And he said, someone that doesn't learn Kriyishma is an Amoritz. Because that's the bare minimum that a person has to know, and that is he has to know how to learn Kriyishma. Of course, the Hergish that we've spoken out on that base, yesterday we mentioned Brachas Dabez, we might as well mention it again, and we've spoken this out, Baruch Hashem, so many times over the last few years, and that is, how does the first Mishnah in Shas begin? How does Hilchis Kriyishma begin? Me'emas Aikoyrin. Rabbi Eliezer started off as the Amaretz Lishitosoi, that he didn't know how to learn Kriyishma Shachas V'Arvis. But when Klai Yisrael begins learning the halachas of Kriyishma Shal Arvis, by the way, how do they start? They start with Divri Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Zoicha from being the Amaretz that doesn't know Kriyishma Shachas V'Arvis. Boy v'alametcha. And boy, did he learn Hilchas Kriyishma to the point that he taught us, mamish, the first halacha that a person learns when you start learning is the halachas of Kriyishma Shachas V'Arvis.